I'm sure most of us have probably been caught in rain at some point where we were outside, and depending on how long we had to be there, we might have been literally soaked from head to toe, and it's always great fun, isn't it? It always is fun. I think people love, actually some people do, like just randomly going outside in the rain just to go outside in the rain. Whatever, that's good for them. But that's one of the things I think with that too is that's a very good imagery, is that fact that our clothes are soaked, our whole body is soaked. I think that's a very good imagery with the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit does that, but for our soul. The Holy Spirit soaks our soul, that we're completely with the Holy Spirit from the day we were baptized, and probably for most of us, it was when we were infants, that we were baptized. From that day on, we had the Holy Spirit. And that's the beauty of the Spirit, and I think it's one of the things that we tend to forget, and it might be of all the Trinity, that might be the one part that we probably don't pay much attention or actually pray to. We pray to Jesus because, of course, he came down on earth, and we remember him at the Eucharist, and, of course, we probably remember God the Father. But do we really remember the Holy Spirit? And I think that's something to think about and to ponder, because that's what we are given by Christ when he went back up to heaven. And every time we ask God or Christ for something and he gives us, it is the Spirit that he sends to us. That's the grace, that's the blessing that he sends to us, is the Holy Spirit. And at times, sometimes we do not remember the Holy Spirit. That it plays an important part, as we hear in the scriptures today, in the gospel reading today, about the baptism of Jesus Christ. Of course, Christ didn't need to be baptized to remove his sins just like we do. But he was baptized for our sake, to take on all our sins. That he was baptized to purify the water that will baptize countless of millions and billions of people. That's why he was baptized. And two, the heavens was open that day. That heaven was open for us to be able to go was on his day of his baptism. And that is something that is beautiful, and that is something that is wonderful. And the Holy Spirit helps us to get to heaven. Because from a very young age, we do have the Holy Spirit within us, within our soul, that is always there no matter what. It's something that you will never, ever be able to shake. The Holy Spirit is within you from that day you were baptized until the day you go see Christ. And that's the beauty of the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit is to live within us, is to help us to live the Christian life, to do what is right pretty much all the time. And I say pretty much all the time because, as we all know, it's kind of impossible to do everything right every single time. But the Holy Spirit is within us to help us to do that. And more so, too, when we are all, if you were confirmed, when we were all confirmed, we get even more Holy Spirit. That the Holy Spirit is ingrained within us for us to help us on our daily lives, to help us be good Christians. That all starts off with the baptisms, in the baptism of Christ. That Christ came to bring us the Holy Spirit and fire. That Christ is there for us to help us. And yet I think at times we don't really think about the Holy Spirit. That it is within us, it's soaking our soul with its fire. Just like rain. When we're outside, it soaks us, and it makes us drenched in water, which is a good analogy, of course, with baptism. That's the beauty of it, and you should care, because, quite honestly, it's a way for us to get to heaven. That's not just something that happened when we were young, when we were infant, and most of us probably don't remember. I know I don't. That it's not just something to be stayed at baptism. But it should be something to be lived out, something that should be, quite honestly, spread to others as well. That it doesn't matter if you never go to Mass or you go to Mass every single day, the Holy Spirit will be with you. And that's the awesome power of God, of the Holy Spirit, too. The Spirit is within us, no matter what we do, no matter how far or how close we are to God. The Holy Spirit is there to call upon whenever we need that help. So that's what I want to encourage y'all today, is to call upon the Spirit to live with God, to help you be the person Christ wants you to be. And the Spirit is very much there for that help.